Sports broadcasters are an essential element of many of the games they call. Commentator Frank DeFord took note of that after the recent death of longtime Los Angeles Lakers broadcaster Chick Hearn.
From Elgin Baylor to Kobe Bryant, from the Sports Arena to the Forum to the Staples Center, Lakers have come and gone. The thread was Chicky Baby. He called Lakers games from the time they migrated to L.A. in 1960 until his death, even once going 35 years in a row without missing a single game. Yet most of you listening to me now don't know what he sounded like. Hearn, you see, was local. He was, in that wonderful phrase, a voice of. Chick Hearn, the voice of the Los Angeles Lakers. And the singular status he achieved is all the more impressive that he was calling basketball. The voices of are invariably baseball. Red Barber of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Mel Allen of the Yankees, Bob Prince of the Pirates, Chuck Thompson of the Orioles, Harry Carey of the Cubs, Jack Buck of the Cardinals. Vin Scully is still calling the Dodgers games.
And Koufax working on veteran Harvey Keene. Sandy Reddy in the strike one pitch. Very high, and he lost his hat. He really forced that one. You can't blame a man for pushing just a little bit now.
Ernie Harwell, 84 years old with a deep, glorious voice, is in the broadcast booth for his last season with the Tigers. These men are our troubadours. They bring you games. Call them. That wonderfully evocative American verb we otherwise use with square dances and bingo. They call games. But baseball being that more leisurely pastime that it is, they tell little stories, too. They chat with us, only instructing us in passing, and always, always remembering to give the score every minute or so. Pirates 3, Cubs 1, bottom of the third. Because a radio game audience is popping in and out, getting into cars, tuning back in on the porch after dinner, sliding the portable down under the covers after your mother made you turn the lights out. Orioles 4, Red Sox 3, top of the fourth. Because basketball, or football, or hockey are back-and-forth games, movement, action, Fox over to Bryant, looks inside to Shaq, over to Fisher, top of the key, back to Bryant, cutting left. Hearn's ability to connect with the soul of Los Angeles, as well as its ears, was even more amazing. Baseball is so different. It's not only every day, so it's into the sixth, it's the Cards 5, Phillies 2, but it's summer, a time when we're more inclined to relax and drift along and actually be happy just listening. The voices of were so distinct. It was enough just to hear a few words, the cadence, the inflection, enough. You knew exactly who it was. Bottom of the seventh, Phillies and Dodgers, knotted at 3. Of course, there'll never be another Chick Hearn. Never mind announcing. Probably there'll never be anyone ever again so widely known and liked in a place like L.A. And with Harwell leaving now, once Scully is gone, there almost certainly will never be those familiar few men whose voices are so identified with one baseball team. Now there are just so many announcers in every booth. Mariners 6, A's 4, going into the last inning. Radio announcers, TV announcers, cable announcers. The best, like John Miller of the Giants, become more identified with national networks. But if you were lucky enough to have lived in a town with a troubadour, then you had a connection to a team and to a place that rooted you and simply made you feel at home. And we don't get that so much anymore, do we? Bottom of the ninth, Tigers trailing 4-3. Pitch on the way.
And the Tigers have won their first pennant since 1945. Let's listen to the bedlam here at Tiger Stadium.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.